Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio. Good morning, Atlanta. This is Chi-Chi Okeezy, and I'm actually subbing for Miss Amy Otto, who is on spring break. She's on vacation, so I get to take her place for a little bit. This morning, we have an awesome show. I'm so excited about this. I've titled it Image and Business for the Modern Woman. And today, we're going to talk with Sarah Hathorne, who is an entrepreneur. She owns her own company called Elistra Consulting. Image consulting, and she trains, coaches people and companies in personal branding, image management, and nonverbal communication skills. Sarah is also a certified image consultant and is certified with the Association of Image Consultants International, and she's president of AICI, the Atlanta chapter. Sarah is also a master trainer with the London Image Institute and a member of the National Speakers Association. And if that's not enough, Sarah is also co-author of Image Power, which is a book that she's been promoting, and has over 20 years experience in the fashion and image industry as a senior executive at Macy's Inc. So good morning, Sarah. How
are
you?
Good morning, Chi-Chi. Fabulous. Thank you for that wonderful, warm introduction.
Oh, no, no, it's all you. I totally love Sarah. I know her on a personal and a professional level. When I started my business, I got a chance to shadow Sarah and sit in some of her workshops. And she's an amazing speaker, wonderful businesswoman, and it was only natural to have her on this show. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started. Are you ready?
Sounds great. I'm
okay,
ready.
Great, great. Well, the first thing I want you to do is to tell the listeners out there, give them a summary of your book, Image Power, and what contributions that you made as co-author of the book.
Sure. Well, Image Power is really the ultimate image resource for professional women. Mm-hmm. And it's really 20 experts, image experts throughout the country. We all got together and wrote just fabulous chapters. Mine personally is entitled Unleash Your Career with Business Casual. And in that chapter, I really share winning secrets to help women dress more influential in their professional image and really help them create a personal brand and help them understand, you know, there's four levels of business casual, which women sometimes often don't know. And so it's really about teaching them in my chapter how to dress to be situationally appropriate and how to catapult their careers to the next level.
All right. That sounds awesome. So in your seminars and in these workshops, what do you exactly teach?
Well, in a lot of them, I teach mainly appearance. However, I teach really all levels of image, because image is very multifaceted. It's appearance, it's behavior, and it's communication skills. Mm-hmm. But probably the most popular right now with our, my companies and with women in business is really, what are the levels of business casual? How do you dress to look authoritative, credible, and be the expert? You know, it's all about, how do you stand out from the crowd today?
Oh, that's awesome. You know, when I was a student at Emory University, I was an intern at the French American Chamber. So I'd have to dress up, of course, to go to work. And I'm telling you, Sarah, when I would walk on campus dressed up, I felt more professional.
Yes.
And I just had, not that I was stuck up, but I had more of an air of like, okay, much more confident. And people would open doors for me and things. I didn't get free lunch. But
darn it. Yeah.
But so tell me, when you dress up, do you feel like you're more confident?
Yes. And actually, we've had a lot of studies where you really project a level of confidence much higher when we are dressed up. You know, and today everything's just so casual. But, you know, in our highly competitive world today, you have to, you know, to your message, your clothes convey messages. Mm-hmm. And that's very, very important. And I think that when women dress in a way that they feel fabulous, you know they look good. Mm-hmm. We're much more productive at work. We actually, more doors of opportunity open. We attract more clients with ease. There's just a lot of things that happen. You know, you tend to have more professional grace in how you treat people when you actually know that you look fabulous.
I like that, professional grace.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, give us a quick example of a nice outfit that eludes that confidence and that class.
Okay.
And that grace.
Sure. Well, one of the things that I always work with my clients on, Chi-Chi, is if you have a job where you want to look credible, trustworthy, very polished, and you're meeting with outside clients a lot. You know, it's always the power of the jacket.
Okay.
We did a study at the University of Manitoba for the image industry, and it was the results of the study showed that if a woman wore a jacket when she met new clients, that she was perceived to have more expertise and power than a woman who didn't wear a jacket. So for spring, a couple of my ideas for a woman who needs to communicate that might be a great sheath dress, very Jackie O, with a fabulous modern jacket thrown over it. Again, it might be a monochromatic pantsuit mixed with a great pair of shoes. It might be a tailored blouse and a pencil skirt mixed with a little jacket over it. So there's lots of little ways that you can communicate that. In the image industry, we always say that the more layered you are, the more credible it's going to be. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So tell me more about accessories.
Sure. Accessories are very critical. We tell people that we want to make sure that your level of craftsmanship of accessories needs to exude and tell the same story as the outfit that you are wearing.
Okay.
But oftentimes it's used, especially a fabulous necklace and pair of earrings, has a way of drawing the viewer's eye to your communication center in business, which is extremely important. So it just adds that extra little polish and layer that you understand how to look business savvy, you know?
Right, right. So, Sarah, when you do your workshops, how do you follow up with individuals and clients to make sure that they are actually understanding what you're saying and putting it to practice so that you can get some type of feedback?
Yeah. Well, when I do workshops in corporations, obviously, I'm always following up with HR and the person that hired me just to sort of see, you know, are the results of your people changing by the way that they're actually positively representing the corporate brand? Okay. And they give me a lot of feedback in companies. Yes, we are seeing a significant improvement in that. When I do one-on-ones with people, obviously we stay in touch a long time in workshops, and just, you know, people know that they can always get a hold of me. I'm always here, you know, a phone call or an email away to sort of help them, because that's what I love to do is really educate people and make sure that they understand all the idiosyncrasies of their image.
Yes, definitely. And I'm actually on Sarah's email list, so I
I
get all of your wonderful stories, and I enjoy reading them because it puts it in different perspective.
Yes.
I love your section where you talk about cleaning out your closet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, spring is coming up. People are, you know, transitioning from the heavy winter clothes into light spring clothes. And how can you give us some tips on how we can, I guess, streamline our closet or get rid of things or add things?
Yeah. And while you mention that, let me say that there's also a chapter in my book called How to Get Out of Your Closet in 7 Minutes or something like that.
Okay.
That one of the other experts wrote. But really, it's about, you know, your closet should reflect your lifestyle. And if you're working, you know, 40 hours a week, the majority of your closet should be your work attire.
Okay.
And so we really tell people to go through, try things on, look and see how they fit. You know, how do you feel in those things? And then really kind of give away the deadwood, so to speak. And women are very difficult on that because our closets are full of memories. They're full of the, you know, when I met my husband or, you know, my son was in the wedding and all of that. But, you know, you've got to learn to put those things in what we call a memory box. But I tell people, you know, you want to always organize all your jackets together. Even split your suits up. And most women look at me like I'm crazy. But when you do that, you actually see many more outfits.
Okay.
So we say put the jackets together, the pants together, and then colorize them left to right. And you'll be amazed at how many more outfits you come up with.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm taking notes as you speak. There was one thing that you mentioned. We were at a networking event. And you were talking about your business. And you said something about, like, orphan items in your closet.
The what items?
Orphan.
Oh, orphans,
yes.
And those are the items that, you know, I tell people when I shop with my clients, I make sure that whatever I buy them goes with at least 4 other items in their closet.
Okay.
And an orphan item can be that one very expensive item that you bought that only goes with one other piece.
Okay.
And so you're not going to get the amount of variety and versatility out of your wardrobe. And you do need some outfits. You know, we need some pieces like a trench coat, an evening gown, you know. Those are orphans that we really call more as outfits or statement pieces. But, you know, that $400 blouse that somebody buys and it only is, you know, goes with one other pair of slacks, let's say, isn't going to be able to wear that like a $400 suit that has 3 pieces to it. So we want to be careful and educate our clients to buy versatility.
Okay, great. Well, when it comes to shopping, because it says here in your bio that you did work for Macy's
Inc.
for over 20 years. So that means you started at the age 10.
Yes. Age 10. Love that. Thank you.
What's a great way for women to shop? You know, like if I was ready to build my professional wardrobe, mm-hmm. what are some of the pieces that I should really invest in?
Okay, that's a great question, because I used to see people come into Macy's as a senior level executive running stores, and I would see them just come in and wander around, you know, mm-hmm. and I think women need to go out with a plan of attack. Okay. And if you're starting a wardrobe, I think it's about buying a suit with a jacket, a pair of pants, and a skirt, mm-hmm. and then we call how do you create capsules, which are what are some other items to make that suit into 13 outfits. It might be a couple of blouses, maybe another pair of slacks, maybe another color of a skirt. And that's really how we teach our clients to shop today. However, today people are spending less on their wardrobes, and they're sort of doing what I call recession-proofing their wardrobes,
okay.
which is buying like a new top or a new bracelet. Maybe it's a new pair of shoes that sort of extends their current wardrobe.
Oh, that's great. Now, I wanted to know, what are some of the dilemmas that professional women might face as they're picking out clothes or trying to look more professional at their workplace?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of times women go out and get caught up in the fads of the department
okay.
stores.
Okay.
And we have what we call fads and trends and then classic pieces. So we really recommend don't buy fads. You're not going to get the versatility out of them unless it's at an inexpensive price.
Mm-hmm.
But I think women sometimes can be frustrated by, you know, we all want to look like an hourglass, but few of us are. So
mm-hmm.
how do you dress for your body type to create that hourglass look? And I think it's all about colors. You know, what colors naturally highlight your personal color harmony? You know, we all, if we look around, have different hair colors and skin tones. And that's what's so great about working with an image consultant is
right.
that, you know, you learn all of those tips and tools to save so much money in the long run. But I think, you know, women need to be, you know, very savvy today in how they shop. And I think they're learning to do that with the economy.
Oh, most definitely. And do you do personal shopping for some of your clients or customers?
Yeah, I do personal shopping. Usually after I've worked with a client, and again, I know her coloring, her body types,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's her image, what's her personal brand want to say. And then I go out and shop for them. So that saves a lot of time and money, because usually what I pick out, they always, you know, spend more money than they gave me in their budget to begin with, but you know, that's okay too.
It's funny that you mention when people are looking for outfits, you never mentioned designer names or price. You talked about their appearance,
yes.
their hair color, and their body type. I found that very interesting.
Yeah. Well, we tell people that you want to buy the best quality that you can afford.
Okay.
And that means all different levels, obviously, from whether you're an administrative assistant or you're a top level executive.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have found is even college students graduating, needing to go out and buy a suit or two and a great dress, you know, it's really about the color and the fit and the fabrication than it is. Is it a designer and that kind of thing? So, you know, it's a little bit of everything for everyone.
Great. Well, what are some of the style trends for this year, for
okay.
spring 2009?
Great question. One, this season is much more about texture and prints than in the past.
Okay.
And by that, what I mean is you're going to see subtle ruffles on blouses and pleats and things that create texture in the silhouette, really, of blouses and skirts and pants. And then in prints, you're going to find small florals versus last year it was the big ones.
Okay.
And you're going to see some stripes come back, and ethnic prints are extremely big. So you're going to find a lot of that. And even in our handbags and shoes, you're going to find texture. You know, it's going to have hardware. Shoes are going to be, you know, suede and snakeskin. So that's one trend. The second is the return of the white.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about the 1970s, you know, when we, you know, had the white shoes and bag, but
mm-hmm.
white's coming out differently this year. It's all about the new white pant is replacing denim.
Okay.
And we're going to find white statement bags and shoes, but you see they're going to be mixed with gold, and they're going to be mixed with metals this year. So that's big. And the third is really what I call a pop of color. And by that, if a person is dressing in all neutrals, let's say like a camel head to toe, they just want to add one little pop of color. Maybe it's a great pair of orange-red shoes, or maybe it's a yellow handbag, or just one little piece is really what it's about in 2009 for spring.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, for some of our listeners out there that are hearing this wonderful interview, and they're like, oh, Sarah's just fabulous. I'm going to quit my job at lunch and send in my slip and go ahead and start, you know, this image consulting. This sounds absolutely wonderful. It's definitely right up my alley. I feel like this is something that I can do because even as I was talking about your bio, you're a writer, you're a speaker,
yes,
and a business person. So it's a whole combination of lots of things. So what type of advice would you give to some of our listeners on how they can follow this amazing career path?
Yes. Well, image consultants really specialize in all kinds of things, makeup, hair, you know, all stylists, really all of that. So number one, I would say is, you know, if they have any experience where they worked in retail or worked, you know, in a hair salon or doing makeup, that's obviously the first step of experience. Mm-hmm. If we don't have that, you want to make sure that you're going to a great school. Like, you know, as you said, I'm on faculty at the London Image Institute, and there's one here in Atlanta.
Okay.
And that gives people a great foundation to learn about image.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, they're more than welcome to visit the Association of Image Consultants International chapter here in Atlanta for one of our meetings and just sort of learn more about what we do and who we are and
mm-hmm.
and see if they would like to pursue that as a career.
Oh, that's great. So now please let the listeners know, what are some of your upcoming events and business ventures, or even how can they get your book?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I'm going to be starting to do some workshops here, business workshops for women here in the summer and the fall, and that'll be on my website under the events section. Actually, I've been really busy this year. I'm speaking at the National Conference for International for the Association of Image Consultants International, where I'm teaching a seminar this year, and that's held in Hollywood. So that's
did
coming
you say
up
Hollywood?
This year. Yeah, it's like in you know, L.A. land, you know. So I'm doing that this year, so I'm kind of busy up until the summer, but lots of things going on there. But if anybody would love the book, I'm telling you there's some fabulous chapters in the book. But it's $20 plus tax and shipping, and it's available on my website at www.illustraimageconsulting.com.
That's awesome. And also let the listeners know what can they expect if they decide to sign up for a seminar or class? Like, how do you design it to fit their need or their interest?
Yeah. Well, usually in most of my seminars, I really give a lot of value, and I really teach the same thing as I would teach when I was in a corporation teaching for those people. So again, they'll be based on appearance, behavior, and communications, and they can, again, sign up through my website for those. But I really offer workbooks. We get up mm-hmm. and we really look as individuals as we can, obviously, when you're teaching a group of people. But I think there's great tools and tips that people can put to work immediately upon leaving one of my seminars. So I'm really very sharing with my information with anybody who attends one of my workshops.
I actually had the opportunity to attend one of your workshops about a year ago, Sarah. And the thing that stood out for me, because I'm a very visual person,
yes,
were the before and after pictures.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
I mean, there was one lady in particular, you know, you see her before picture and you think she's a certain age. And then when you see the after picture, she looks literally 20 years younger.
Yeah.
And I'm always fascinated by that. And I think, I'll ask you this question for professional women. What are some of the things that they do that make them look older that they don't know about?
Yeah. Well, and every woman wants to look slimmer, richer, mm-hmm. sexier, you know, thinner, taller, you know, that's what we call in the creation of the illusion of dressing and how we do it. But most women, sometimes we say, if I can put that hairstyle in a decade, they're definitely in need of an image update. So hairstyle, sometimes it can be, you know, eyewear, the frames are looking a little bit dated.
Mm-hmm.
Makeup, you know, not changing how they apply makeup for the last 20 years is another way.
Okay.
You know, again, updating a great accessory, a new handbag. Again, keeping in mind the recession that we're in right now. But sometimes it's, you know, it's the devil's always in the details. You know, it's the little things that can make someone look really 20 years younger and 20 pounds thinner in 20 seconds, we call it.
And wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that's like a new idea for a book. You gotta come out with another book.
I know.
Oh, cool. Well, Sarah, I also have some questions. I want to tie an image with networking because when I do networking events, I, meet a lot of professional women. And sometimes it's, I'm not trying not to be overcritical, of course.
I know.
But I always think that your image should line up to your profession. So I'll see, a woman and she'll look a particular way and then she'll say, oh, but I'm president of my company. Oh, really?
Yeah. I get that a lot.
Okay.
Well, and again, I think that really ties in with your personal brand. You know, who do you want to be in life? You know, where do you want to go? You know, your appearance and again, as I call it, your professional grace, how you network, how you treat other people. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't have one without the other. It's all that package of truly your authentic self, but yet creating an image that others are going to perceive you very positively.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Still going to keep you here.
Okay,
we have our next guest is with us. Her name is Nancy Dozier, and she's actually the counter manager and senior makeup artist for Estee Lauder at Belk Fayetteville, Georgia. And Nancy specializes in makeup artistry, foundation matching, and helping clients with skin solutions. So good morning, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Good morning, Chi-Chi. I'm so happy to be on with you.
Great, great. We're just having an awesome time, and it's a shame that this is only 30 minutes, but...
I know!
I just finished interviewing Miss Sarah Hathorne, which is a certified image consultant, and Sarah touched on a lot of important issues on making sure that professional women take care of course, their appearance as well as their makeup. Now, as a beauty consultant, Nancy, how important is it for professional women to wear makeup?
I think it makes the biggest difference. First impressions are the most lasting impressions.
Okay.
And so when you have a professional woman who walks into that boardroom or walks into that meeting and immediately she's got that, you know, great lip color and she's well put together, great skin, it just makes people really want to warm up to you. And the most important thing is that you feel really comfortable. You know that you're not having to overcome a barrier, which is, you know, oh, my God, what does my skin look like today? You're not worried about that. You know that all those things are already together. So you can go ahead with your presentation and put your best foot forward.
Oh, that's awesome. We talked a lot about confidence, and a lot of people can sense that when you're confident, I think that you're definitely in a better state of mind. You're giving off a lot more positive, fun energy, and
people
can really relate. can really relate to that. Now, I'm a big fan of Estee Lauder, I confess.
Yay!
And I am in love with the Double Wear foundation. I mean, you can take away my lip gloss, you can take away my mascara, you can even take away my checkbook, but don't take away
my
foundation. Now, please tell us, what are like three top products that Estee Lauder offers to women in regards to makeup? What are the three products that you think are best for women to wear?
Okay. Well, first of all, good makeup starts with good skincare.
Okay.
And Estee Lauder absolutely holds the corner on great skincare. We have a product called Advanced Night Repair, which is for every woman, every night. It hydrates, repairs, and pretty much does so much for your skin in helping it to be able to fight off up to 90% of free radical damage. And most people, when you say that, they're like, are you serious? Like 90%? I'm like, yes, I'm serious. It really does, and it works. And it was Miss Lauder's most favorite product, and we've carried it on, you know, for years now, and it still works. So definitely you want to start with skincare and an excellent moisturizer that preferably has SPF in it, because that's going to give you that added protection for healthier, younger-looking skin for a lot longer. But then when we talk about makeup, we do have the number one selling foundation in the world,
yay,
which is Double Wear.
Okay.
Which I use. I love it. I've literally swam in the ocean with Double Wear on and came out looking like Tyra Banks. It does not come off.
You got
it, girl. Stuff does not come off, which I love for a professional woman because mm-hmm. you want to just put your makeup on and not have to worry about retouching, not have to worry about, oh, my gosh, it's going to get all over my suit, all over my cell phone.
Right.
The stuff just does not come off. It's really gentle on the skin, which I know a lot of people would be concerned, well, if it doesn't come off, is it bad for my skin?
Mm-hmm.
No, it is gentle on the skin. It does not dry you out. It's got SPF in it as well. So that's one of our favorite products here at my counter. And then you always want to do at least a lip gloss. Lip color is so important.
Okay.
Most women, you know, have some color they've been wearing, you know, for God knows how long. But I like to think of lip color as the easiest thing that you can kind of just switch up, you know, seasonally.
Okay.
Switch up to kind of go with what you're wearing and just to have fun with. So lip glosses are really easy. You can stick it in a purse. You can mm-hmm. have 15 different ones and each one, you know, have a different color. But that's just a quick little easy thing that you can do almost every day just to step it up.
Okay, cool. Well, let our listeners know, what are some of the colors that are coming out for spring this year? What are some cool colors that professional women can wear to really, you know, update their look and enhance their professional look?
Absolutely. Well, I just want to tell every woman out there who was taught that you have to be really modest and not be too loud and, you know, you got to wear really dull colors, that was a big lie.
It's a big lie.
That was a huge lie because color is in. And for the spring, I mean, fuchsias, mm-hmm. just really great color because we're able to offer those colors in a way that isn't so Barbie, if I can put it in that sense.
Okay.
You know, because people are afraid of color because they don't want to look like Barbie necessarily, you know.
Right.
But there's different ways, different formulations now that are available where you can have color and look really great. So please embrace color. Have fun with it. That is just a hot trend for the spring and summer. Lots of bright colors, yellows, blues, fuchsias. Have fun with your eyeliner. You know, don't just wear black every day. Do a blue or do a bronze color or something just different, something fun. And it's totally acceptable even in the workplace. So, you know, we've got great stay-in-place eyeshadows right now,
mm-hmm.
which are excellent for professional women. They go on within 60 seconds. It's a cream shadow,
mm-hmm.
And it doesn't come off. So once you put it on, you don't have to worry about it creasing or running or smudging. But they come in great, brilliant colors.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, let's say, you know, some of these women that are listening are like, oh, this is great. I'm on my lunch break. I'm going to ditch the job, and I'm going over to Nancy to see her at work.
Yeah.
What type of experience can people get when they come up to your counter, Nancy?
Well, what we specialize at, especially at my counter here in Fayetteville, is our signature services, and they are fantastic. We have everything from skin checkups. We have fragrance finders to help you identify your signature fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
We have two-minute touch-ups. And what that looks like is if you were to walk up and say, hey, I have 15 minutes, I need to get something and get back to work, we could say, well, let's do a quick touch-up on your eyes, and we'll spruce you up, or we can do a quick touch-up for your skin, a quick lip touch-up. And you'll find that just a quick little, you know, let's get a little liner going, get a fresh little lip gloss on, get a little bit of fresh mascara going. We'll just totally brighten up your face, which will in the end, just brighten up your whole day and give you that extra oomph to get through the day successfully. And so when you stop by our counter, we're going to be quick. We're going to be just on it and get you, you know, in and get you out. And you're going to enjoy your experience with us. You might even get a little hand massage while you're with us.
Okay. Well, this has been excellent. So, Nancy, please let us know, how can we get in touch with you? How can we, you know, tell us which website we can go to find out more information about upcoming events or things like that. You know, how can people stay in touch and be up to date with you?
Absolutely. Well, you can always go and check our Estee Lauder website, which is www.esteelauder.com. And then we're here at the Belk in the Fayetteville Pavilion in Fayetteville, Georgia. And you can call us directly at the store, and the number is 770-460-8550. And I just want to let all your listeners know that we have a special promotion right now as well, that when they come into the store to see me and spend $27.50 or more, they get an incredible gift. It's over $75 worth of free stuff, and it's stuff that you will use, believe me, because it's awesome products.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much, Nancy. And also, I would like to thank my other guest, Ms. Sarah Hathorn. And Sarah, please give our listeners your contact information as well.
Sure. You can get a hold of me at sarah@alustraimageconsulting.com. And my website, I have a blog and a monthly e-sign at the same website, www.alustraimageconsulting.com.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. You've totally brightened my day. I've enjoyed subbing for Amy today. And this actually will go up on podcast later on this afternoon. I hope all of you have a wonderful day. And thanks so much for listening to this segment on Image and Business for the Modern Woman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.